Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Splash Recap. I'm Marty.
And I'm Kelton.
Welcome back. Today is all about the final championship of the season, the U Sports Swimming Championships, hosted by McGill University at the Pointe Claire Aquatic Center. So, first off, Kelton, you did the men's highlights for each day. I did the women's. What was your day one highlight?
For me, it actually came in the prelims. It would be Andrew Herman breaking the U Sports record in the 50-meter backstroke. He was dominant across the backstroke events in the short course meters portion of it. Still was consistently swimming well in the long course meters, but fell up short from the gold medal in many of those races.
Yeah, I remember watching that race because I was at U Sports as a media representative.
Must have been nice.
It was nice. It wasn't swimming, though. That's okay. And, yeah, that was electric. The whole crowd is going crazy. So my women's day one highlight was Alexandre Lepage winning the 400 IM. Super dominant swimmer. You see her all the time, especially in the breaststroke events, always racing Shona Branton from Western. So it was really cool to see her in something that isn't just breaststroke in the IM. Of course, breaststroke, though, being her strongest leg, arguably. So just really cool to see in the long course pool format, Alexandre Lepage getting the win and getting that gold medal pretty dominantly.
I think for me, the most exciting race that night would have been the 100 breaststroke on the women's side. It was such a tight battle between Shona Branton and Alexandre Lepage. So me seeing that on CBC Sports and you seeing that in person must have been very cool to watch.
Yes, it was. Their races are some of my favorites from the entire weekend. Okay, what's your day two highlight?
I have Chris Weeks breaking the 50-meter fly long course meter U Sports record, and as a first year, getting a U Sport record, getting your first U Sports gold medal, it's a huge accomplishment. I'm excited to see what the future holds for Chris.
So I don't know if you knew this, but Chris Weeks is the first swimmer from Memorial University to break a U Sports championship record. So that's just crazy.
First swimmer or first athlete from their school?
First swimmer.
Okay, still.
First swimmer. Still huge. Huge for the program. Yeah. Like, to break a U Sports record.
Not many schools have that accomplishment under their belt, so.
That's a really... I'm kind of curious how many actually have it. Now that you say that...
There has to be a lot that haven't.
I should find that out.
I feel like most of the records would be held by McGill, Toronto, UBC, Calgary, and maybe a few others scattered out hereabouts. And I got Memorial. Got one now, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
On the women's side, my highlight was the 200 IM final with Nina Mullen from UFT winning in 2:18.35. Anna Dumont-Bellinger from UBC finishing second in 2:18.50. And then Emma Spence from UBC 2:18.72. That race was really, really tight. It was really, really fun to watch. Everyone was electric. Everyone was screaming. Really, really fun race. And again, the ending being so close was just incredible. No one really knew who was going to get it until they were right there at the wall. And a quick turn, we look up at the clock, whose fingers got on the wall first? And there we go. Really, really fun race.
It was exciting to watch online. It was.
In person, it was fantastic, Kelton. You would have loved it.
Thanks, Marty. I'm sure I would have. All right, now we're going to move on to day three highlights. Well, Marty has a little laugh over there. For me, it came in finals, Bill Dongfang's 200-meter butterfly breaking the U Sport record, just narrowly missing breaking 2 minutes as well. He had a very exceptional last 50 that passed all the other competitors and ended up winning. And good for him. That was the same day that Toronto took home the win as a team. So Bill, of course, had a huge play factor in that.
Yes, he did. Big time. So my day three highlight was Shona Branton setting the 50-meter breaststroke U-Sport record in short course meters and prelims and long course meters in finals. Not just breaking it once, breaking it twice in the same day. Absolutely electric. It felt like every time she dove into the water, something crazy and something really special could happen. So it was really, really cool to see. And, you know, you always love to see a purple team do some cool things. You know, Laurier's purple, Western's purple. We can accept that. So really, really exciting to see. So next up, we have our meet highlights. So these two are me. Or do you want one?
No, Marty, you take it away. You take it away. You explain both of them.
So I have two meet highlights from like being there in person, watching it live. My women's meet highlight, quite simply, is every single time Shona Branton and Alexandra LePage raced. Every time it was electric. You knew it would be one of those two ladies winning. The question was always, who is it going to be? 100 breaths, less than a second difference, Shona got the win. 200 breaths, Alexandra got the win by more than 3 seconds. And then the 50 breaths, Shona got the win, again, breaking the U-Sport record. Less than a second separating her and Alexandra. So, super, super incredible. And I guess I was just in a breaststroke mood for the weekend. Because my second highlight on the men's side was Hugo from Ottawa winning every single breaststroke event. Winning the 100, 200, and the 50. And of course, getting that incredible 50 breaststroke celebration where he got up on the lane ropes, slapped the water. Fantastic. It was super, super cool to see. Super entertaining. Any thoughts, Kelton?
I have to agree with you. Both of those were very exciting things that happened at this meet. And, you know, the breaststroke events were exciting. Gabe Mashmateo has been dominant in the men's breaststroke, and to see someone beat him in all three of them, it has to bring some fear into Gabe's eyes coming into trials. So we'll see what happens in a month or a few weeks from now, trials. I'm very excited to see what happens at that meet.
All right. Now, final scores. We're going to start with the women. So, first place was Toronto getting the three-peat. 3 years in a row, University of Toronto women have won the national title. That was kind of a crazy win because after day one, they were down by, I believe, 100 points to UBC. So to make that comeback and get the win, it was incredible to see. Incredible. Then it was UBC getting second. Calgary getting third. McGill, fourth place. Western rounded out the top five.
And in sixth place, we had Victoria and BC. Seventh, we had McMaster. Eighth was Alberta. Ninth was Manitoba. And 10th was Waterloo, rounding out the top 10.
11th was Dalhousie, followed by Acadia. 13th was Lethbridge. Then Montreal. 15th was Guelph.
And in 16th, we had Ottawa, the Ottawa GGs. In 17th, we had Laval. 18th, Sherbrooke. 19th was Brock. And 20th was Regina.
21st was Mount Allison, and 22nd was Queens. On the men's side, Toronto getting the win. They ran that meet. They had it first day, they got that huge lead. Second day kept it. Third day kept it. They were in the lead the entire weekend. Their first win at the national competition since 2015/2016. That school year was the last time Toronto had won it. So, been a little while. But they topped the podium again. Second place was Calgary. The Calgary men finally did it. They won the conference championship, just like they did last year. But last year, UBC beat them at U-Sports. And I love to see Calgary winning the conference championship and beating UBC at U-Sports. Really just cementing themselves at the top of their conference, you know? They're the top of the Canada West. Then we have McGill in third place. I was so happy to see the hosts get the bronze medal as a team. I have been calling it all weekend. I said a McGill team, either men or women, one of them is hitting the podium. I thought the women would do it over the men, but the men proved me wrong. Fourth, UBC shocked. The defending champs dropping down to fourth. Now, I know some of their swimmers were not there, and they did not have a full roster of 18 men at the championship. So, grain of salt with that fourth place, but still came fourth. And rounding out the top five is Ottawa. They got third last year, dropped down to fifth this year. I still think that's incredible. Top five at the national championship is just insane. And this team has done so, so well. Fantastic job, Ottawa.
So in sixth place, we had Western. Seventh was Alberta. Eighth was Waterloo. Ninth was Laval. And 10th was Victoria.
Victoria, you guys left a comment on, I can't remember if it was on Instagram or if it was on Spotify, but a Victoria swimmer left a comment saying that we were sleeping on Victoria's men. You were absolutely right. 100% you guys got slept on. You guys missed out on Dave and I's top 10 ranking for men. And you proved us wrong. You're getting in that top 10. Anyways.
If I'm being honest, I did not sleep on you guys. I knew you had it in you. I knew you guys could get top 10. I was telling about it the whole time. And Dave. Dave's predictions were so off. Marty, take it away for 11-15.
Well, Kelton wants to start some fights today. We're gonna keep going. 11, we got McMaster. 12, Dalhousie. 13th, Lethbridge. 14th, Wilfred Laurier. And then 15th, we have the York Lions.
York only had one person, Eric Ginsburg. Same with Memorial, who had Chris Weeks, getting 16th. Carleton was 17th. Manitoba was 18th. Sherbrooke, 19th. And Acadia, finishing 20th.
21st was Trois Rivières. 22nd was Montreal. 23rd was Regina. 24th with Mount Allison. And finally, 25th, the University of New Brunswick. So, overall, guys, really awesome job on the weekend. You all represented your teams. You came out. You raced. You did fantastic. Love seeing teams get points on the board. Honestly, it was so electric to watch and so much fun. And there was so much movement in the team scores as well. You know, it would have been nice if Dave's prediction on Laurier coming top 10, if that would have been correct, it would have been fantastic. But we'll take 14th on that one. Okay, now the awards for the women. Swimmer of the meet, Shona Branton, Western Mustangs. 100% well-deserved, phenomenal swimmer, won multiple events, crushed U-Sport records, was fantastic to see, ton of fun to watch her swim all weekend long.
And for the Rookie of the Year, we have Alexandre Lepage from Calgary. It doesn't surprise me that she won this. She will be in the running for Swimmer of the Meet over the next 3 years for sure. I believe she won a medal in every single one of her races, correct me if I'm wrong. Yep, she did. An amazing swimmer, and I'm excited to see what she has in the coming years in university swimming.
I'm excited to see those two race at trials. Because, again, Olympics are on the line. Will they go 1-2 in the country in a couple events? Maybe. We'll see. Okay, Community Service Award went to Mahalia Darters from the University of Toronto.
And Coach of the Year was Derek Hsu from UBC.
On the men's side, Swimmer of the Meet was Hugh McNeil of UBC. He won 7 total medals. 3 of them were gold, 4 of them were bronze. That includes relays.
That is very impressive, I'm not going to lie. He won a medal in every single race he swam. And from Rookie of the Year, as you mentioned earlier, Chris Weeks from Memorial, an exceptional swimmer at this meet, breaking a U-Sport record. So it's very exciting and to see what he can do at trials and in the future.
The Community Service Award went to Noah Maskell Gomez from Dalhousie.
And the Coach of the Year went to Brian McDonald of Toronto. No surprise there, winning their first men's title in how long has it been? Half a decade?
Since 2016, yeah.
So it's been a while, but it was exciting to see them win it, and they were dominant in that win as well.
That was our rough recap on the U-Sport Swimming Competition. We're very sad to be done the year and sad to be done with U-Sport Swimming for at least this season. We will be back at it in September. Super excited to see that. In the meantime, trials is right around the corner. Currently, we don't know which pool it's going to be at. But as soon as we
know...
Little fire, that's okay. Happens all the time. I've been in a pool fire before. It's not the first time. That's a true story, actually. But anyways, Swimming Canada will get it all figured out. We'll get trials. You will hear from us as soon as we know where trials is going to be, and we'll be following along at all our U-Sport athletes at the competition. So, best of luck to everyone. Thank you for joining us for this swim season. We will see you in the next one. Goodbye.